bringing the tool that built aviation to the development of commercial space. I'm Paul Plack, and this is Aero News. Welcome in to the Aero News special feature. Thanks for downloading us today. When aviation was young, a prize competition led to Charles Lindbergh's historic flight from New York to Paris. It would become a model decades later for the XPRIZE, which has sought to prime the pump for commercial development of space travel. Today, we're going to hear a few details from a guy who should know, Charles Lindbergh's grandson, Eric.
We're standing here in the St. Louis Science Center in the Mission Control, XPRIZE Mission Control, which we developed for my flight across the Atlantic. On the 75th anniversary of my grandfather's flight, I flew from San Diego to St. Louis, St. Louis to New York, and then New York to Paris, retracing his steps. And I did that primarily for one reason, and that was to promote the XPRIZE, the future of flight. And in doing so, saved the XPRIZE at a juncture where it was about ready to close its doors. And many of the XPRIZE board members did that at one time or another. I'm really happy to know that I had a hand in saving it once. And in doing my flight, managed to build XPRIZE Mission Control here, which we used for that flight and during other momentous flights, including the Ansari XPRIZE. So that was all based here at the St. Louis Science Center. And to know that we developed education programs around that to light up kids all around the world is one of the biggest gifts of doing this program. We're empowering kids to think about the future of flight and to think about what they can do to create the future that they want so that their kids can live and move out into the stars. 5 years after the winning of the XPRIZE, what we've seen now is a true fulfillment of our original vision. When we launched here at the St. Louis Science Center in 1996, we didn't just have a vision of suborbital spacecraft. We had a vision of jump-starting and launching the private space industry, the age when you and I could go and buy a ticket and fly into space. And that age is now here, and in the next year or two, we should start seeing those on small private spacecraft, not just Russian trips to the space station, which is available to just a very few, very fortunate few. Prizes are extraordinary in their ability to really light people up, to get them to think outside of the box and work really hard toward a goal. So in 1919, Raymond Ortig put up a $25,000 prize to be awarded for the first flight between the cities of New York and Paris. And a funny thing happened. In 1927, my grandfather won it, thinking outside of the box. But seven teams spent $400,000 trying to win that $25,000 prize. So Ortig leveraged his money by a factor of 16, and all that research and development went into long-distance air travel. That's extraordinary. So Peter Diamandis, in reading my grandfather's book, The Spirit of St. Louis, said, oh, this is how we're going to do space travel for you and I. And he launched the XPRIZE. So in solving that issue for suborbital spaceflight, what we've done is really accelerated that process of getting you and I into space. And more. We're now leveraging that with the Google Lunar XPRIZE and social prizes as well, the automotive XPRIZE for 100 mile per gallon equivalent plus efficiency in automobiles, really trying to solve those grand challenges that we see facing us in the future. And I think that bringing back prizes as a modality to enhance technology development, we have really opened up floodgates that were there early on in aviation. Aviation was developed primarily by two things, warfare and prizes. And we've accelerated that in our modern day. And now lots of companies are offering prizes, including XPRIZE. And I actually have a new prize, so I'm very, very excited about that.
When we return, how the XPRIZE has become personal for Eric Lindbergh. You're listening to a special feature from Aero News.
Uncramp your style in a new Citation CJ2 Plus from Cessna. Now with integrated ProLine 21 avionics, FADEC, and a restyled cockpit and cabin. In the CJ2 Plus, you'll carry more payload than you could in the original CJ2. You'll climb and cruise faster. You'll have the freedom to use even shorter runways, and you'll do it all on less fuel. For a sure thing, call 1-800-4-CESSNA.
Diamond's DA-42 Twin Star is General Aviation's ultimate flying machine. Fly fast with the confidence of a twin for the cost of a single. Go direct over water or rugged terrain and cover great distances in the first and only piston aircraft with an advanced airframe, avionics, and engines. The DA-42 gives you options you've never had before, including the Garmin G1000 and no ice protection. Go where you want, when you want, fast and for less. Visit Diamond on the web at www.diamondair.com or call 888-359-3220.
Welcome back to the Aero News Special Feature. Today, Eric Lindberg is discussing the impact of the XPRIZE on the commercial space race in general and on his life in particular.
XPRIZE has had a profound effect on my life, I think. When I first came to St. Louis, I was disabled. I was walking with a cane. And my life consisted primarily of sitting. And being involved in working with people like Anousheh Ansari and Peter Diamandis and Greg Marinac and all of the rest of the people that were invested in making this dream come true has lit me up in a way that causes me to think about problems that we face in our world. And how do I solve those? Because politicians, as well-meaning as they might be, they just don't have a good record of solving problems. And yet we do. And I'm constantly surrounded by these people looking outside of the box. Bert Rutan solving this issue of getting out of the gravity well into space and creating solutions to problems. That's been incredibly empowering and leads me down the rest of the path of my life, which is extremely exciting. When I see a problem, I see an opportunity. And that's been huge in my life. In 5 years, I also expect to see huge changes in aviation. I expect to see electric aircraft flying and alternative fuels being used, renewable fuels, and transportation changing. All of these big changes are being driven mostly by entrepreneurs thinking outside of the box. It's not the giant corporations that move very slowly. It's not our governments. It's small groups of visionary people who won't take no for an answer that are pushing the boundaries and working to solve those problems. Those are the big changes that we're going to see, and those are the people that are going to make that happen.
Find out more about Eric Lindberg and his various projects at ericlindberg.com. That's Eric with a K and Lindberg with a GH. The XPRIZE Foundation continues using prizes to spur technology in aerospace, the automotive industry, and elsewhere. Learn more at xprize.org. You've been listening to a special feature from Aero News. Find us on the web at aero-news.net. I'm Paul Plagg. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.